Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Zakira. May I have your zip code to pull up your account?
46222.
46222.
Yes.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
Jesse Miller.
Okay, and may you provide me with your address for security purposes?
1667 North Tibbs, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46222.
Okay, and I do see on June the 14th where you ordered the Ultra Testo and the Ultra Testo 2 for $497 and $597. How may I help you today?
You guys charged me for $99 and then $95. And I talked to you guys, and you said you was going to refund my account. And I was calling to get a update on that because I haven't seen it in my account.
Okay, just one second, sir. Just one second, sir. Okay, so I do see where they tried to put that refund in, but I'll have to go back and put it in for you. Just one second.
You said they tried to?
Yes, sir, but it wouldn't work, so I'll have to go in and try it again.
Maybe because my car got canceled out?
Well, I don't know, sir, but I can put it in for you. Just one second.
All right.
I'm still here, sir. Just one second.
All right.
Okay, sir, I have those both at $95.94 and $99.94 going back into your account, and you should see it in 3 to 5 business days. And when you called in last time, did anyone provide you with a cancellation number?
Yeah.
Okay, well, is there anything else I can help with today?
Well, they told me that 3 to 5 days, that was a week ago.
Yes, sir. That's because the system wouldn't let it go through, but I have put it in for you today.
So who's to say the system's not going to let it go through this time?
Well, it's in now, sir, and you will see it in 3 to 5 business days.
But it was in before, though. That's what, you know. I got bills I got to pay with that money. That's what I'm saying. I need that money, like, I needed it last time. You said 3 to 5 business days, and I didn't get it.
Well, I have just put that refund in for both of those charges, sir, and you will see them in 3 to 5 business days.
I don't even have the same card. So how are you going to put it into that account if I have a different bank card now?
Okay, sir. Well, you will have to get in contact with your bank and let them know that we was refunding you two charges of $95.94 and $99.94 so that you can get your money back.
Yeah, they know all about the situation.
Okay, well, since you have a new card, you will have to let your bank know that you, well, they know that you have a new card, but you have to let them know that we were refunding you two charges.
They know all of this.
Hold for 1 second, sir.
All right. I gotta let them know. They already know.
I'm still here, sir. Just 1 second. 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 Okay, sir. I have spoken with my supervisor, and he said that those refunds that you are looking for should show up on your new card in 3 to 5 business days.
So you don't even have my new card information.
I mean, you have a new card, but the money that you will have in your old bank account still transferred over to your new card.
So what was the reason why it didn't come the first time?
Well, I do not know, sir. I'm a new agent that you talked to. I don't know exactly what happened with the last agent that tried to do the refund.
So why can't you just, like, hit a button and it transfers to my account now instead of having to wait 3 to 5 business days? Because I've already waited 3 to 5 business days.
Well, when orders are processed, it takes time to receive items back. It doesn't just, once you click a button, it goes back straight like that. It takes a couple of days to receive money back into your account.
I don't know, but I've already waited them days. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I have put the refunds back into your account, sir, and you will see them in 3 to 5 business days.
You did it personally, like you did it to, you put the money in there.
I clicked the refund button and I put the money in, and it would be into your account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer service, and have a great day.